Let's move on now to hear from Ali. We will first hear him speaking in a video he was asked to make for the Canadian Museum for Human Rights as part of their My Story series. They're short films that explore how human rights issues affect a variety of Canadians. Ali speaks of the refugee experience in this context in the video, and then he will speak further directly to us.
My name is Ali Dwai. Sometimes you never know where life will take you. I'm born Somalia, lived in Somalia. I did have a good life. Everything was a day like this. You wake up, go to work. And by 2 o'clock, the gunshot started. I made a decision to leave the city. I have just me and my wife, and I was a refugee camp in Kenya 7 years. After a long process, I was able to land at Halifax. And I remember the day, March 11th. 1997. There I was landed, and the only thing I could see was just the snow. I'm a father of 8 children. My son, the oldest, and my 2 daughters, both of them were born in the refugee camp. Family is an important piece of my life. I do my best to raise my children to be the future of this land. You know, when I hear the word refugee, or I see the image of refugee risking their life to cross the ocean with fishing boats, I've seen that myself with my own family. It's very hard to describe to be a refugee and to be nobody. I remember being a refugee camp and not having any documents and any identities and any belonging. I remember being nobody and becoming somebody. I was with the Halifax Regional Fire Service for the last 12 years. Nobody fire station in my life before, until I get this opportunity. I never imagined me being a firefighter. This job offers me everything I could ask in life. This country has given me a second chance in life. It is my intention to give back. Community is important to me because that's the foundation of the society. I'm very proud being a Muslim and being Canadian. This is the beauty of this country. This is one of the icons of this land. We're very multicultural, very diverse community, and being Canadian is being who you are. There's no contradiction. I find this was my destiny to give back for this community and this country. If I stayed in Somalia, I believe I will not be alive today. People around the world who come here for different reasons. If somebody come here to make money, if somebody come here to educate, if somebody come here just to have vacation, I come here to survive. This is my community, this is my country. I'm a part of this fabric. I'm not less than anybody, and I'm proud of being Canadian.
this? Do I have to be there?
Good morning, everybody. First of all, as I said before, with the kids, it's my blessing, and I'm very grateful to be with you today for your Sunday service. And I'm very grateful for that. Also, I'd like to thank Reverend Norma for giving me this invitation. Both of us has been seeing each other for different purpose and different reasons. But to give you the background why I'm here today, I'm a member of Adam. Some of the members of Adam are here today, and I was asked to volunteer a group of Somali refugees who are coming to Halifax to be a translation to help to settle down this beautiful country. And I arrived at the airport to welcome them, and I saw Reverend, and though we didn't have any personal relationship, but we used to see each other. So I realized this church, these beautiful people, are the people who sponsor these refugees. And within that time, I have personal reflection myself, because I remember 20 years ago when I arrived at the airport, and as you can hear my personal story, I wasn't sure if I was going to Siberia or a city, a place that I will meet people. But there was somebody out there the day I arrived in Halifax Airport who had a sign, and it was my name. And that's how I realized this person is waiting for me. Here I am 20 years later, standing in the same spot, waiting at the same person who didn't have a clue where he was going and who was waiting for them. This is the reason I'm here today. I just give you the background why am I here. So within that standing, I mentioned something, and it was sincere, and I think that's where Norman picked up and said, "Hey, would you mind to come to my church, our church, to be a guest speaker?" And when I arrived at the airport, nobody had a clue where I would be. And this is the meaning of hope. We welcomed that night three families. One of them had 11 children. And I look at them, and I actually say sincerely, nobody will have an idea what those children will be. And that's the beauty of hope. The video you saw took place last year, produced by Canada Human Rights Museum. It was part of the celebration of Canada 150. And I was lucky enough being selected seven individuals across the country. And I was selected on behalf of the refugees. It was a disabled person, a First Nation person, LGBT member of the community, a Francophone, seven different categories of people and communities that are the fabric of this nation. And this is the beauty of this nation. Just look at this church itself. Just look who's sitting beside you. That is the beauty of this nation. And that's why I'm here with you today. This is just to introduce why I'm here today. I'm here for two reasons. First of all, to thank you. I didn't know this family before this. I didn't know they were coming. I didn't know they were sponsored. I didn't know this girl had made this picture. This is a powerful. I had tears when she presented this. I had tears in my eyes. This picture, it's you. Each one of you who are sitting here today, this is you. You made this. You made this to happen. You made this. And that's the power of community. That's the power of people. That is the power of hope. This is what looks like hope. If you are searching hope, this is it. I didn't have it, to be honest. I didn't know she was coming here. Everything happens for a reason. The outcome of those reasons, right there. This is beautiful. I'm going to take home. Really, I'm going to take this one. So I'm here with you just to thank you. On behalf of this family, on behalf of the five families who arrived 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, on behalf of Adam, on behalf of my family, on behalf of this nation. Thank you. God bless you. Secondly, never give up hope. There will be a better day tomorrow. Trust me. Whatever difficulty you have, whatever is happening to you, whatever you're feeling, how you see things, trust me, there's a better day tomorrow. We have right here today. This is enough testimony. This is enough spirit, if you're looking for a spirit. And things doesn't happen for no reason. You know, I have no idea even why did you choose this month hope. I don't know, but there's a reason. And we have all those reasons. So, my purpose and being with you today is those two messages. I've been asked to speak my personal story. You have watched those clips. And that is a glimpse of my personal story. But there is the other side of the coin. to be where I am today. I have a difficult time. And one of the stories I'd like to share with you today, the purpose of hope, is when I was a refugee camp, as some of you are aware, it's one of the hardest places to be in life as a refugee. And I didn't have nothing to do for my family. And I decided one day to leave the camp, to work, to do anything that I can make money to assist my family. And to work outside of the camp, it's illegal. Because that's where you've been assigned, and you can't go beyond that. But it's a life. Especially when you have a family. You do what you have to do to feed them. Because they don't know anybody else except you. So I decided one day, I said, I'm going to go to town. I'm going to look for under table jobs. So I show up at this place in Africa. Most of the time, everything's labor. So I show up at this place. They assemble rocks to build houses. And what they do is just, you get a hammer you just smash it, you just make a square. You make rock to build the houses. So I show up this place, I said, hey, I'm looking for a job. And the guy, the owner, looked at me and he said, what do you know? I said to myself, what kind of question is this? What do I know, just to smash rocks and break down? And I just couldn't answer, and I said, I don't know, nothing. I don't know anything. And my brain is just actually speaking, saying, what do I need to know to smash this rock? Just give me a hammer, I'll show you. Anyway, I couldn't answer the question. He looked at me, sorry, I can't hire you. And couldn't believe it. Then I said, but I can do this. He said, no, sorry, I can't. I just walk away, maybe 30 feet, and I sit down, one of the rocks where, the big truck just dumps everything. And I cry. I couldn't stop. I remember when I was Somalia before the Civil War, I was a young age, I had a good life. Very young age, I had an export-import business, believe me or not. But I didn't go to school. When I finished high school, I didn't continue school. Because I had that feeling, I don't need to go to school, I can make money. And I did it. Unfortunately, I have lost everything one day. Everything. The day the gunshot started, I lost everything. So here I am. This person have no idea who I am and how much money I have. And told me, sorry, I can't hire you to smash this rocks. So the only thing that stopped me crying was one thing. And it was a very powerful. And that was hope. That was hope. I stopped crying and I said, if I've been given another chance in my life, I'm going to learn something that if any human being the rest of my life asks me, what did you know? I can say, this is who I am and this is what I know.
have a clue, Canada. Didn't have an idea where I was going. What would be my destiny? What am I going to do with? But that hope stopped me crying. I think 5 years later, I end up in this beautiful country. Somebody like you made effort to help this poor man struggling with his family to have this hope. I came to Canada and went back to school, learned English as a second language. Following year, I went to Nova Scotia Community College. And quite honest, this is another the beauty of this land. I look how many choices I have that I can learn, that I can benefit. I choose to be a mechanic. I went to Nova Scotia Community College, did our technician. I graduated. After I graduated, I went to St. Mary University as a mechanical engineering. Nevertheless, I don't finish the school yet. But I'm content now. I think it might be my year and a half for school, 17 years ago. I was lucky enough to become firefighter for Halifax Regional Fire Emergency. And I think, as a believer, I felt this was my destiny, because I never imagined being a firefighter. I never trained for, I never dreamed for. It became my destiny. So I really believe also it was what I was supposed to be. I'm very grateful this nation, this community, and it was my intention to serve and to give back. I don't know any other service other than being a firefighter would be the best to give back, because it is one of those services you pay the ultimate price to serve your community. And I'm very grateful, and believe me or not, I don't wish, but if it happens, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. So this is what hope looked like. And this is one story I really like to share with you, because being hopeful that there will be a better day made me stop crying that day. This is one thing I'd really like to share with you. Other than that, I have struggled even being here, but always I was faithful. I have, you know, community, I have people that I'm close to. I did what I was supposed to do it, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't want to take your time. Again, I'm thankful for you.